For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Shelby County Health Department has confirmed the third case of the Zika virus here in the Mid-South. The tropical mosquito-borne disease is especially dangerous to pregnant women. Dr. Tyler Zerwick of the Shelby County Health Department says that the three cases so far have been travel-associated.
Meaning that people went to a country where there was Zika, became infected, and then returned to Shelby County.
Zerwick says that only about 1 in 5 people exhibit the flu-like symptoms of the Zika virus. That means there are likely more people who are infected and could possibly spread it.
I come back from Central America. I'm infectious with Zika, and I go out and start playing with my daughters or do some yard work, and that mosquito bites me and then flies over next door and then bites you. Yes, there's potential for transmission.
Dr. Zerwick says that Shelby County Mosquito Control can focus on neighborhoods with known cases of Zika, so people returning from the tropics should keep a close eye on their health.
If you begin to get sick or you have a slight fever or some muscle ache, go ahead and get into the doctor and let them know of your travel history.
Though there have been no reported local transmissions of Zika, Zerwick urges precautions such as insect repellent with DEET. And because the mosquitoes that carry Zika also bite during the day, repellent should be worn at all times while outdoors. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.